السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Dushman
Huzur says the enemy, when they come to the peak of their opposition, and those people who are the people of God, when they try every venture to destroy them and employs everything possible for them, and through different ways in order to inflict injury upon them, he plans that. And the loss of life and the financial loss, whatever is possible for him, he does. So much so, people of every age and every group of age, and in order to torture them mentally, and also to deprive them from their mental peace. The most lowly ways and means are adopted, and he does everything without taking any care of young children or the ladies or the old people. And very cruel ways are adopted by them, so that these people of God, they may be taken away from getting the pleasure of Allah Almighty. At that time, those believers who show patience and steadfastness, they submit to Allah Almighty and beg His help. And this height of opposition of the opponents and on the other side, as a result, the situation of the believers, the description of that has been given by Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam in one of his Urdu poetry. He says, Udu jab bad gaya show, when the enemy, they increased in their oppression and aggression, then we were completely lost in the love of our Creator and Allah. So this is the way which is followed by helpless believers. And in their condition of helplessness and weakness, this is the way which they adopt. And this is as a reaction of the whole situation. And this should be the way of the believers. And today this situation on the surface of the earth, in some Muslim countries, we do not see this situation except in relation to the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat. And this extreme attitude is to be seen in Pakistan. Every now and then we happen to see that. In this verse where on one side the extreme condition of the enemies have been described, and on the while and then on the other side those people who are happy in the pleasure of Allah Almighty, and those because of their patience and steadfastness, and those who are submitting more and more to Allah Almighty, their condition is also mentioned. It has been explained to the enemies that these situations or these oppressions, these cruelties and these barbaric things which you are committing against us and making us the target of that, the purpose is you think that we should listen to you, obey you and follow you, and we will join hands and seek mercy from you, and we will fall down at your feet and we will beg life from you. But these are all your fallacies and your mistakes. We are the followers of that great Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who showed great patience, great noble example in patience and steadfastness, and also in his companions. Through his spiritual power he created the same situation in them, and they set up the high standards of patience and steadfastness. And this is what I mentioned in my previous sermons. The oppression and aggression that compelled them to raise the slogan of Ahad, Allah is one, Allah is one. But they never raised any slogan in praise of any idol or the greatness of the idol. And when the oppression increased, then the places of their prostration, they fell down before Allah Almighty, and they actually it became wet with their tears, and but not submitting to anyone other than Allah Almighty. So then when we have the commandment that we have to follow those examples, so then how is it possible that we forget this basic principle, fundamental principle, and we try to follow these opponents and try to follow these opponents of Ahmadiyyat? Every effort to take us away from our faith, it will be turned upon them. And all their plans will go in vain. Their desires and hopes will never be fulfilled. Therefore, the reason is that we have recognized our God who is of true promises. We have been attached to the greatest servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we have seen the practical promises practically given to him, and we have seen the prophecies of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have seen them being fulfilled. So then these people who are frightening us and because of their oppressions, how can we leave aside our God who has in every trial he has supported the Jamaat and protected the Jamaat, and in every trial Allah Almighty has given them the satisfaction of their heart. We have firm faith in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and our belief in the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the promised Messiah. This has increased our faith in them. So it is impossible that we should leave our Allah alone, and we should follow these people who have got no value at all. We should make them gods. It is impossible. And we should waste our faith as such. And we should be deprived from the love of Allah Almighty in this life and the hereafter. If we do so, then, if this is the thinking of these enemies and opponents, then there would be perhaps, there would not be any lunatic like them, anybody else. If they are with this consideration, they are imposing all this hardship upon them, then this is their folly. These difficulties, these tortures, instead of taking us away from Allah Almighty, they are actually bringing us closer and closer to Allah Almighty. We are among those people who have got this perception of faith, and we always try to become among them, regarding whom Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, Allazina kala lahumun naso inna nasa kad jama'u lakum fakhshahum fazadahum imanam wakalu hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. That these are those people that when the enemy is said to them that people have gathered against you in enmity, so therefore be afraid of them. So this thing, this actually increased them in their faith more than before, and that strengthened their faith, and they said, for us the person of Allah is good enough, and how capable and how powerful is he, God? So the strength of the enemy and their being one, it actually increases us in our faith. And from this point, the prophecy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we actually see the prophecy being fulfilled, and we have firm faith in that Allah the Almighty, the community which is supported by Allah Almighty, all other groups and their communities, they will all get united in the time of the promised Messiah. And they became like that. And when they will all become one, as in the past it happened with the communities of the prophets, so then the people of Allah, they are completely lost in the love of their Creator Allah. And then they pronounce and declare and proclaim that Hasbun Allah, that Allah is enough for us. We don't need any other shelter beside that. We only come into the protection of Allah Almighty, who is the one who takes the account, who is good enough to punish our enemies and to punish them, who has got full strength to take full revenge from them. And not only he takes revenge from the enemies, but all those atrocities and the oppressions that for bearing those atrocities, he also blesses the believers with his bounties and blessings. So here, the meaning of Hasib, which has been mentioned here, that covers all the aspect of the meaning, as I have explained. And why not so? And why Allah Almighty should not be enough for the believers? Because he is the most capable and most powerful, and who is else who could understand the situation of his servants better than God Almighty? When a servant of Allah Almighty totally submits to Allah, and then he presents everything before Allah Almighty, and entirely depending upon Allah Almighty, so then while he captures the enemies against of those people who submit to Allah Almighty, then he announces his bounties and blessings. He gives them the glad tiding of Bashir Sabirin, and the explanation of that I have already given in my previous sermons. And then, and those people who are lost in the Beloved, they undergo all the hardships which are given to them because they are believing in Allah Almighty. They undergo and bear all these hardships because of the love of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty says, Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahma wa ulaika humul muhtadun. That these are those people upon whom the mercy of Allah Almighty descends, and also the blessings of Allah Almighty, and these are the people who are guided to the right way. So, all the hardships, those people in all the hardships, in all the difficulties, and all the mental tortures, whenever they have to pass through that, when they do not leave the hand of Allah Almighty, rather they try to become lost in Allah Almighty more than ever before and try to cling to that God Almighty, then Allah Almighty says to those people that you will get spiritual elevations and material and worldly blessings will also be coming your way. And these people also given this certificate that you are the people who are on the right path. Now the opponents of Ahmadiyyat, thousands of times they may say that as against you we are all united and we have made a decision that we have thrown you out of the pale of Islam. And this indicates that we are on the right path. This is what they say. But Allah Almighty says that in trials and difficulties when the believers they submit to me and for my sake they undergo and bear all these difficulties, and as against the communities they protect their own faith, and inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun, they say that and become quiet on every trial and difficulty. They simply say that and be quiet. So these are the people who are on the right path. The unity of the opponents, that does not prove them to be on the right path. Rather, as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of his saying, that at one time, in the time of the promised Messiah alaihi salatu wasalam, all these denominations, they will become united. And there will be only one group who would be on the right path. So this argument goes against them. Their apparent unity does not make them the people of guidance and on the right path. But submission to Allah Almighty and in every grief and difficulty, instead of taking revenge, with the patience and steadfastness to endure all these things and to continue enduring that, and always in front of Allah Almighty they should submitting more and more to Allah Almighty. These are the things which actually make them inherit all the blessings and the bounties of Allah. And this is the community which of course today is in minority, but in the sight of Allah Almighty these are the people who are on the right path. And these are the people who are going to be the instrument for the guidance of the people of the world. So in order to attain and to have this position, in order to get the blessings of Allah Almighty, and in order to become really eligible of the people who are guided to the right path and in search of Allah's blessings and bounty, one has to be lost in the way of in the love of Allah Almighty. The first step has to be taken by human beings, then Allah Almighty will come to their help. When a person is completely, although people cannot, a worldly person cannot see that God, but the eye of a mu'min looks at God Almighty and He is present everywhere. And that person, that Allah Almighty, those who submit to Him, He shows them the right path. And also shows them the manifestation. He is recognized by his deeds and actions, and he is recognized through the acceptance of prayer. When his servants, when they are worried because of the tortures of the worldly people, when they submit to Allah Almighty, then he comes running to them, and he takes all the people in the citadel of peace and protection, and then he himself takes the revenge from the enemies. And the servant of Allah Almighty is bestowed with the blessings of Allah Almighty. So Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has said that that this God with the multiple might and attributes, so you be completely lost in that and be in the protection of that mighty Allah Almighty. And this is the recipe which is always effective in case of the believers, and that is in the hand of the believers. And whenever the worldly people, in their own thinking, they come to these people of Allah, and they are throwing all the bad things to them, all types of difficulty they are trying to inflict upon them. Then God Almighty and His angels, those people who are lost in the love of their beloved, then they bring all the mercy and all the blessing upon those people the angels are giving them. And they are announcing, and Allah Almighty is announcing, and the angels are also announcing that, O people of the world, so you, whatever fatwa, whatever decree, announcement you may make, and whatever opposition and hardship you may inflict upon them, but you remember that these are the people who are going to get the blessings and the bounties of Allah Almighty. And these are the people who are in the sight of Allah Almighty are the truly guided people on the right path. And now the guidance of the whole world is actually linked with these people, because they are among those people who, according to them, Allah Almighty says that they believed in my instruction, and they believed in the Imam of the age. So I say to all such Ahmadis who are undergoing different types of difficulties today, those who write to me letters, and in order to be protected from the bad, evil intentions of the opponents, they write to me for prayers, that they should also intensify their prayers. Those people, those who are not directly involved in these tortures, they should also, for their brothers, for their sisters, and for their children, considering their hardships, they should intensify their prayers for them. Not only consider your own self, not only your own difficulties should be in your eyes, which are worldly difficulties, not only considering them alone, they should not get worried. Rather, those people who are being ground in the mill of torture, and your brothers and your sisters and children, keep them all in your mind, and with the passion of with the feelings of compassion. And if this compassion is there, it will also make you entitled to the mercy of Allah Almighty. The truly guided person is that who is a true mu'min. And the true mu'min is he who appreciates the anguish and the anxiety and the torture of his brother, and considers it as it's his own torture and difficulty and pain. Just like the limbs of the body, if there is one problem in one limb, then the whole body suffers along with that. Similarly, a mu'min should also recognize and appreciate and feel the pain of other brothers. So in this situation, I call upon all members of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat all over the world, that those Ahmadis who are going through this suffering and they are being subjected to this torture, I want to draw their attention to specially pray for them. At least two nafal daily. These every Ahmadi should offer two nafal daily for these people who are, because of the Ahmadiyya, those who are suffering any sort of torture. Because of the very cruel legislation against them, those who have been deprived from their social liberties. And similarly, for the progress of the community, they should specially pray for that. So if all the Ahmadis presenting the agony and the anguish of his heart, he is going to present to Allah Almighty, then he would see and witness himself that Allah Almighty would be looking at him with love and affection. More than ever before, Allah Almighty will take them into his secure custody. Some students write to me, girl students, they also write, that in our schools, colleges and universities, that our fellow students who are non-Ahmadis, they are torturing us, they are taunting us, and that affects our studies. So much so that the professors and the teachers, they are also of so low thinking that they have completely lost the morals of their own career and job. There was a time when the teacher used to enjoy a very respectable position, and there was a recognition of that, distinction of that, and irrespective of anything, they used to take care of all students and try to satiate their keen desire of knowledge. And this used to be the qualities of the teachers at one time. But today, these claimants of morality and these people who declare themselves to be the best Muslims, they are just totally ignoring the high values of their own respectable jobs. And this they are declaring it as the religious sense of pride. This is not this religious pride. This is actually the height of foolishness. Those who cannot do justice to their jobs. As a matter of fact, he has not understood the basic religion, teaching of his religion. The person who has, because of his enmity and rancor, who cannot dispense justice, then he is turning his face away from the basic teachings of Islam. Allah Almighty says, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَانُ قَوْمٍ أَلَا أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. And the enmity of any nation should not prompt you that you should not be doing, treating them with justice. Those people who are following the ignorant mullahs, and as a result of that, they are not only doing injustice to their job, but they are also violating the open, clear command of Allah Almighty. And then they claim that these are the people, they say that we are the righteous people who are guided to the right path. Therefore, for a mu'min, there is only one solution of all these atrocities and the cruelty which is committed against them, and that is that they should submit totally to Allah Almighty. And this is their duty of performing the duty of being completely lost in the love of Allah Almighty. And now these oppressions and aggressions, they are not only committed in Pakistan, but also in some rich Muslim countries on the basis of their oil-rich wealth. On the basis of their oil, they are also doing like that. They cannot be stopped. They do not stop with the argument. If they have the argument, then they have the right to contest with us, but they don't have the argument. The only thing is that they are trying to erect the walls of hatred and enmity, and that is the only job they are doing. And because of their wealth, they are in some places, they are trying to impose certain restrictions upon Ahmadis, and particularly those African countries which are the recipient of the financial aid from these countries. But Ahmadis, they are, mashallah, very strong in their faith. It doesn't matter in their case, and they are not impressed by that. And then these people also claim that we are the people of Arab. Who knows the Holy Quran better than us? But this very one single commandment, that which says that the enmity of any people should not prompt you to be injustice, to be unjust, they have totally forgotten. They don't understand it and don't act upon it. Knowing of the Quran is something different. They might be knowing it, but they have forgotten the Quranic commandments. That is why in this age, Hazrat, the need of the promised Messiah and Imam Mahdi was there, who would be explaining to them the meaning, and this is the one they are not willing to accept him. And these are the people, instead of serving the cause of Islam, they have defamed Islam in this age. Today, against Islam, in the whole world, there are various fronts which are being opened. And they are opened and being opened more and more. They are responsible for that. Those who, in their own thinking, become the ambassadors and the torchbearer of the message of Islam. But by doing all these actions, they are actually becoming helpers of the opponents of Islam. And it is not unexpected that maybe at the behest of the opponents of Islam, they might be doing these plannings. And they are completely blindfolded. And in order to defame Islam, they are trying to do all these things. They cannot destroy Islam at all. This religion was sent by God Almighty because it was going to spread and become dominant. And it is going to be like that. And that is why Allah Almighty in this age has sent the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the stalwart of Allah Almighty, and now it is the community of the Jamaat that for the sake of this religion they should do everything possible for them, and the message of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam should be conveyed to the far corners of the earth, and that we will inshallah continue to do. So I come back to my first point once again, that all the attempts of the enemies, whether they are being done in Pakistan or in some parts of India, these things are being done, and some in African countries it is being done. Indonesia recently, in one island there was an uproar against Ahmadis. The Ahmadis, those who were inflicted with the injustice and oppression recently, and they were thrown out of their homes after some time, when they came back to their own houses to live there at the instruction of the government authorities, then these terrorist mullahs, extremist mullahs, those are who are being financed by certain governments, then they burnt their houses once again and also beat them. And then the governments, the authorities, they told them that you go back to those places where you have been, and they had to leave behind all their properties and wealth and houses. So when this type of oppressions are committed and cruel injustices are done, then the believers, they submit to Allah Almighty, and they will continue to do so. And these are the weapons in our hand, which are the weapons of our victory. All these oppressors today, in their own thinking, they consider themselves to have all the power. But a time is going to come when these people, then they would made they will become oppressed, and they would be made under the believers. And this is the way that this is the weapon which is going to turn all this oppression upon these people. And the more effectively we use it, the more sincerely we use it, the earlier we are going to see the manifestation of the victory and the success of Ahmadiyyat. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says about that, all these objectives, he says that all the objectives which we want to achieve, these can only be attained through the prayer. The prayer has got a great power. He says that Allah Almighty has told me repeatedly, through revelation he has told me that whatever is going to take place, that is going to take place through the prayer. Our weapon is prayer alone. And apart from that, there is no other weapon that I have. Whatever we ask in secret, Allah Almighty shows that in manifestly. And for the sake of Islam, now this is the only path open, which these the philosophers and the mullahs, they are unable to understand. If there is any way of fighting open for us, then Allah Almighty would have provided all the means. When our prayers will come to a certain point, then the liars will be destroyed automatically. He says that there is no more effective weapon than this prayer. And the wise is that man who understands this point, that in what way Allah Almighty wants to promote religion, this is the weapon that we have to use. This is the weapon through for the use of which we have to intensify the use of this one. As I said, that we have to do full justice of completely losing ourselves in the love of Allah Almighty, and that we can only do in that way when, apart from the obligatory prayers, we also offer the nawafil and we take our prayers to the highest point, to the summit of that. Allah Almighty enable us to do so. Regarding the importance of the prayer, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, some statements of the promised Messiah I present, he says, the best prayer of all is that one should seek the pleasure of Allah Almighty, that one should be delivered from sun. If Allah Almighty is happy, and Allah Almighty delivers a person from the sin, then all other prayers of the mu'min, they are also accepted automatically. He said that we entirely depend upon prayer. The prayer is the weapon through which a mu'min can be victorious in every field. Allah Almighty has exhorted the believers to pray. Rather, Allah Almighty is in waiting for the prayer of the believers. Allah Almighty is in waiting that when a Muslim believer is going to ask, beg from me, provided one really does full justice to that. And in one place he says that the example of the prayer is like a very delicious fountain of water on which a mu'min is sitting, and whenever he likes, he can satiate himself fully. Just like a fish cannot survive without water. Similarly, the water for the mu'min, the believer, is the prayer, without which he cannot survive, it cannot live on. And the best way of that is the offering of the prayer, which gives him really satisfaction and the pleasure. And as compared to that one, a person who is worldly wise, and any other worldly person, whatever enjoyment he may have, that is completely negligible as compared to this one. The real prayer is that which takes a person to the nearness to Allah Almighty. And through the prayer, a person comes closer to Allah Almighty. And this is what attracts him to the nearness of Allah Almighty. When there is completely devotion and completely dedication in the prayer, then Allah Almighty becomes merciful upon him. And then Allah Almighty takes care of all his requirements. And then he says that, take it from me, that prayer is a great wealth. The person who does not leave him, then his faith and his world will never be destroyed. He will be safe in that fort, around which him there are armed soldiers standing all the time. So in this age, this weapon of prayer, the greatest weapon is that which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam was bestowed upon. And this is the weapon of the prayer through which Lekram met his end. And the Doi also saw the manifestation of that. And all other enemies, they also. He was disgraced and met his end. And those people who claimed that they are going to blow up Qadian and destroy it, and they made all these claims, and all these claims, they became ended in smoke. And those people who said that we are going to offer the begging bowl into the hands of the Ahmadis, and those who declared Ahmadiyyat as cancer, and they were also the opposition, they were also become the victim of this prayer. So today as well, these world religions of opposition which are blowing there, they are going to be destroyed through the prayer, and the world will say how the Ahmadis are going to move, make progress further and further. So today it is our duty that we should pay very special attention to the prayer, and we should be specially inclined to that, as the Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has said, that the right way, the right occasion for the prayer is the obligatory prayer. And as I said, that two nafal every day, every Ahmadi should offer for the progress of the Jamaat. Every Ahmadi should make it as an obligation upon him. At one time, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam also said that two nafal should be made an obligation upon every member of the Jamaat. So this sentence of the promised Messiah should always be remembered, that when in the prayer of the mu'min, a complete devotion and dedication is there, then and every thought goes to God Almighty. And when a person is completely lost in the love of Allah Almighty, then Allah Almighty also becomes full of mercy for the people and shows the mercy upon that. So this dedication and this concentration of the prayer, if every Ahmadi does like that, then they will be able to get the blessings and the mercy of Allah Almighty more than ever before. In order to create this dedication, in order to be lost in the love of Allah Almighty, there is a need that every Ahmadi should do like that. And when this is going to be our condition, and then we will be protected from the the harm of all the worldly people. And as the promised Messiah Salatu Wasalam has mentioned, that we will be protected in that fort around which there are armed soldiers are there standing as guard. Allah Almighty enable us to understand this very vital point and also enable us to act according to this one. I present one more quotation at the end. He says, remember it, that no one, nobody can benefit from the prayer unless he is going to the height of patience. And with steadfastness, he is always busy making himself in prayer, and should not be having any ill thought about God, and consider him to be the omnipotent and powerful. And when he continues to offer his prayer regularly, without any break, then a time will come when Allah Almighty will listen to his prayer and respond to him. Those people who use this recipe, they are never frustrated and they are never deprived. And surely these people are always going to be successful in their objective and purposes. Allah Almighty has got a lot of powers, and Allah Almighty has made the rule that people have to wait for some time. And this is the law which he never changes. And his law requires the one who thinks that the law should be changed for him. The one who thinks like that, he is becoming very disrespectful to Allah Almighty. Also remember this one, that some people become very impatient, and they all sometimes wish that in a second everything should be done. But if he becomes impatient, then what harm he is going to give to Allah Almighty, that will be harmful for him. Let him do so, but he himself will suffer for that. Allah Almighty always make us such that we are showing complete patience and steadfastness, and we are always submitted to Allah Almighty, and we are always neither we should get wearied and tired in prayer, and never ever we should leave the patience. And the meaning of the patience is that with steadfastness we should continue to pray, and whatever is our responsibility, we should not be failing in that. Also pray to Allah Almighty that He in our prayers and even in worship, Allah Almighty give us more progress in that, and also put His love in our prayers. When we will get this high level of devotion, then we will see that these temporary victory, happiness of the enemies, they will be completely gone away. And this is the promise of Allah Almighty. And at the end, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغَ لَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَصَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. That, O Allah, bestow upon us sabr and grant us steadfastness, and against the disbelieving people, help us, O Allah.
Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'uzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر